And closer to home, parents of immigrant children are calling out the Department of Education for lack of support throughout the pandemic. They cite inadequate communication and access to technology and some major problems with their children's education this past year. Clark Adamitis filed this report.
When immigrant education is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Last year, nearly one in four of English language learning students dropped out of school in New York City. Immigrant students and parents faced many hardships throughout the pandemic. Many parents could not afford to stay home with their children as they learned virtually. Families who do not speak English had difficulty communicating with schools to understand major policy changes, COVID regulations, and virtual learning.
Our immigrant students had to see their parents leave their homes every morning and put themselves in danger while they were at home struggling to try to deal with new technology, with remote platforms, with complete neglect from the Department of Education.
Rita Rodriguez-Enberg, Director of Advocates for Children of New York, spoke out at a rally this week outside of City Hall.
Nobody was paying attention to the needs of our families, and today we are here to make sure that our voices are heard and that all of the money that's coming from the federal government that's being earmarked for education goes to our students because we have had enough.
The funding that immigrant parents are demanding is from the American Rescue Plan, a stimulus package signed by President Joe Biden in March. Almost $5 billion were allocated for New York schools, and marginalized students want an investment for them. Andrea Ortiz is a manager at the New York Immigration Coalition.
We know that there's billions of dollars coming into the city through the American Rescue Plan, and that money is supposed to be allocated to have academic recovery for the city and for the city's most marginalized students. And so we believe that with, you know, close to $5 billion, we can get a significant investment in our city's immigrant students and families. We have created a $350 million budget over 3 years, which asks the city to invest in an academic recovery plan that also includes post-secondary readiness and supports for some of our most marginalized students.
Maria is an immigrant mom who says online education is much harder for her son.
My children have not been learning the same during the pandemic and online learning. It has just not been the same. They're not at the level that they need to be. They gave one of my sons an online assessment and they saw that he was a very low standard. He did not meet the qualifications and it was a very quick change.
The city's fiscal year 22 budget includes no additional investments to improve English language learner services or immigrant family communication. The Immigrant Coalition hopes this movement will spark the city government and the Department of Education to provide the $315 million. Clark Adamitis, WBAI News, New York.
Thanks, Clark.